AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jury selection has started in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. He's the first former president to face a criminal trial.
The trial brought out Donald Trump defending himself against allegations of falsifying business records to hide alleged stories of extramarital affairs during the 2016 campaign, including with Stormy Daniels.
This case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case.
It also brought out Ron Sinibaldi, one of the very few members of the public, to get a seat in the overflow courtroom. He says he began lining up before midnight to see history.
I go to these things basically. Number one is because the first president of the United States, in my, as far as I understand it, that's ever been at a criminal trial.
He says it's not about political party. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The weapons supervisor for Alec Baldwin's movie Rust was sentenced to 18 months in prison in New Mexico for involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a cinematographer.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed told Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer that while a jury had found her to be at fault, she was not a monster. Sommer says Gutierrez-Reed was reckless in her duties, and that led to the death of Helena Hutchins.
You were the armorer, the one that stood between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone.
Audio courtesy of Court TV. Hutchins was killed when Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at her during a scene rehearsal and it went off. Baldwin's trial for involuntary manslaughter starts in July. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Israel's military chief says they'll respond after attacks by Iran. National security spokesman John Kirby was asked about future U.S. involvement.
The message should be very clear to anybody. When the president says we're going to take our commitments to the region seriously, when we're going to help Israel defend itself, we got skin in the game and we prove that.
A source tells the AP the ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse had apparent electrical issues while still docked. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron says the Olympic opening ceremony along the River Seine may have to be moved for security reasons.
Shifted instead to the Stade de France if the security threat is deemed too high. Speaking to French media BFM TV and RMC, Macron says France's law enforcement forces will be mobilized at an exceptional level for the open air event. But he added there are plan Bs and Cs. Organizers could consider options including reducing the itinerary of the parade on the Seine, or even to move it to the Stade de France for a more conventional opening event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today is Marathon Day in Boston. The winner for the men is Cisse Lema of Ethiopia, his finish the 10th fastest in race history. Helen Obiri defended her title in the women's race, outsprinting fellow Kenyan Sharon Lokedi down Boylston Street to win by just 8 seconds. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.